This is the season of huge arena rock concerts. Members of rock bands spend the summer traveling across the country, visiting as many as 25 cities in 35 days. Of course, a lot of these concerts don't actually take place in cities, but in quiet suburbs where the outdoor amphitheaters are located. I know who I want to take me home. The rock band Semisonic has been traveling a lot this summer. The band's drummer, Jacob Slichter, keeps a diary about life on the bus and in those small towns outside the big cities where the band is waiting, always waiting for showtime. We asked Jacob Slichter to take a page from his diary and give it to us on the radio.
7:30 a.m. Wake up when bus pulls into concert venue. Find dressing room. Shower. Then, careful hairstyle adjustment, perfected through the years. Down to catering for breakfast.
What's up?
Full plate of food, gone in 60 seconds. Start to read book with impressive title. Get mad at self for always choosing books with impressive titles, and play stupid electronic game built into new cell phone. Check home messages.
Main menu.
Repress subconscious realization that checking messages is a kind of stupid game too, except it costs more.
You have no messages in your mailbox.
Other band and crew members emerge from the bus with cowlicks rising at angles that would demand explanations from anyone outside the rock business. Sound engineer Brad compares wherever we are unfavorably to Kansas City, his hometown. Tour manager appears. His job? Make the most extreme circumstances sound routine. Guys, got an outbreak of Ebola here in Eau Claire. Want to try to keep you on the bus as much as possible. Also, Dan, don't forget, you've got a phone interview in 10 minutes. 1 hour until lunch. Check messages.
Jacob Slichter.
A crew member asks for my help with something. I'm busy!
You have no messages in your mailbox.
12:30.
What's up?
First in line for lunch. Ask catering staff what time dinner is. The local record company radio promotion representative swings by to take us to nearby stations. Required equipment for promo rep? 1, a sport utility vehicle. And 2, no idea how to get where we're going. 5 missed exits. 7 wrong turns. Arrive at station. Live interview. So, being on the road, I'll bet you guys have some great stories, huh? Guys? Drive back from station. Play with electric windows until my bandmate John scowls at me. 5:30. Sound check. We run through the songs and each of us tells the engineer, I need more me in my mix.
Thank you.
Back to the bus.
Hello, how you doing?
Lie in the front lounge. Get up. Walk to the back lounge.
Hello.
Lie down. Repeat until showtime. 9:30. Showtime. Exhilaration. Life and death battle with guitar, bass, drums, and keyboards. Complete communion with audience. Apocalypse. Rapture. Heavenly high. Flames of hell. ...11 p.m. sharp. Back on bus. For broadcast of Law & Order in the back lounge. A religious observation for band and crew.
What do you do, slip on the ice?
With a little help.
Locks look like they were Jimmy.
1 a.m. Wake up on the couch in the back lounge as the bus pulls out. Pick up cell phone.
You have no messages.
Find my bunk. Go to sleep, wondering, how much longer can I push myself so hard?
I wish I could be anyone but the one that I am now.
Jacob Slichter is drummer for the band Semisonic. For more facts about Jacob and to hear samples from Semisonic's new CD, come to npr.org.